Okay, so what about Russell Brand saying votes Labour this week? That is an absolute abomination. There's been reaction everywhere, and guess what? It's 2 days until the general election. It's not like people can go out and register to vote because registration's closed a while ago. So he doesn't have as much sway as in the people that he told not to vote still didn't register to vote. So that's good. That's one thing that can't be, you know, rectified at the last moment. It's not like there's a group of people out there, thousands and thousands of people out there just rushing out to vote Labour now that he's said vote Labour, because it's impossible to do so. So that's a good aspect of it. But what we have to think about is his use of the word revolution. You can start a revolution by voting for an establishment party. That is an oxymoron. That is impossible. And he sounds like a moron by saying that. The title of the video was Emergency, Vote Labour to Start a Revolution. I'm sorry, but that is not the way that you can start a revolution. I'm not even sorry, really. I don't know why I said I'm sorry then. But just focused on what he said before that video and what he was doing before the Ed Miliband interview. And I don't mean vote Green. I mean the other things that he was saying before he flip-flopped and got bought out. Or maybe he was never bought out. He went along to all the anti-austerity protests. He went along to the protests against banks, against austerity, everywhere. And he comes out and says vote Labour. So maybe he's just seen a lot of Labour people on the ground who were like, Labour are the answer to the party, blah blah blah. And then he heard Ed Miliband saying the same thing. I hope that's the case. And I hope he wasn't a plant all along, because he was actually saying some stuff that could potentially lead people along the right path. What we've got now is a problem of him diverting some of those people away from the right path to vote for Labour. But if Labour do get in, and it's 5 more years of exactly the same crap, because that's what it will be, because they're all puppets to the same place, they're all Zionist, Rothschild, Bilderberg puppets. And if you look at how many Labour politicians have links to the Bilderberg group and have links to Rothschild connections, you can see that this is going to be the case. It could make people even more disillusioned with the established system, and then we could get on the right track. What I don't want him to do is say vote Green because of Agenda 21 and what the Greens stand for and what they're going to bring in once they eventually get power. They are the worst of the lot, to be honest. At least the Conservatives are honest about what they stand for. The Greens will bring in Agenda 21. If you don't know what Agenda 21 is, it's basically a plan to say that the Earth is overpopulated, blah, blah, blah. We're zapping it of all its resources, blah, blah, blah. Climate change, blah, blah, blah. All the lies that have been drummed into you by the mainstream status quo to bring in a new system. You will be living in micro-communities that have been rebuilt around the Earth, and they will take all the concrete, all the structure that we have now down, and we will be living in small living units or micro communities, which they are saying will be a solution to the housing crisis, because they always say that it's a solution to something that they have created. So the housing crisis that is going on now will be exploited in 2030, 2040. To bring in the worldwide global Agenda 21 in 2050. So that's why we don't vote Green. Green aren't the answer. And then all the other parties won't get in. UKIP want out of Europe. Some people see that as the answer to the problem. We would still be under UN constitutions. And UKIP are more far right than the Conservatives. They're set up by ex-Conservatives members. So they're gaining popularity, unfortunately. But there is no answer in the status quo political system that we have now, which is what Russell Brand was alluding to, which is why so many people supported him. He was saying, don't vote, we need to revolutionise the system. We need to get rid of this system that only suits the 1%. So with this come out and vote Labour absolute claptrap that is now spitting, one has to wonder if his previous Zionist connections were there all along, or he's just a deluded moron who's back on drugs. because he was actually preaching not to vote Labour in one video, and now he's come out 2 weeks later and said vote Labour. So either he's a massive, massive, massive hypocrite, or he was a plan all along. But either way, we've got parties here, all but one, the TUSC, who sadly won't get in, that are saying that austerity needs to happen. The leaders' debate was full of, oh, we'll not cut as much. Oh, please believe us that we won't do what the Conservatives are doing. We'll save the NHS, but we'll fuck over everybody else. You know, and they won't save the NHS. It's been sold off already. They've sold £8 billion worth of contracts behind the scenes in this government, which come into force in 2018. So in 2018, whoever gets in next is going to have to say, oh, sorry, we're going to have to privatise the NHS, because when they say we, they mean the government, not the party. Anyway, that's what's coming. So, they base all this leadership debate on a lie, austerity, ideological, coming from Angela Merkel, Obama, all the people that want it to be this way, the European Central Bank, the IMF. It doesn't have to happen, which is why Greece was trying to go against it, but they just got slapped down, really. You know, it doesn't have to happen. And when you've got all the parties on the main stage saying that it does have to happen, I'm sorry if I'm not interested in any of you.